Daf is Daf Tes Vav. We got to the bottom of Yudal and Beis. We have a lot of work to do. Tonight's learning should be Le'ili Nishma. Sorry. There's a chus before Shlema. Tamar Adina Bas Kena Shalamis. Okay. Mara says now the bottom of Yudal and Beis, the last eight lines. The Brisa says Tanar Ban Arba Nichnesu Bepardes. There are four who entered into the Pardes Ve'iluhain. Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, Rabbi Kiva. Famous story. And Amar Lehem, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Kishatem Magim Etel Avnei Shayish Tahor, when you get to this marble, clear-looking marble area, Al Tomu Maim, don't say it's water, because it's not water. Mimshim Shenemar, it says, Dover Shkarim Lo Yichol Leneged Einai. There's Sheker that's in this world, that in the part that you're entering in. Don't get confused, it's not considered Maim. So Ben Azai hits its Umesalav. So Umes Ben Azai came in there and he started to look and he died. And Allah Akas of Omer about him, it says, Yakar Bene Hashem, that which is beautiful in Hashem's eyes, Hamabsal Chasidav will die. And what was he looking at? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says around halfway down Rashi's on the page here, Hitzit Litzada Shechina. He started to look towards the Shechina. And because of that, he died. So then the Gemara says, Ben Zoma Hitzit Vinifka. He got injured. Rashi Vinifka means that Nitrifa Daito, he went crazy. Va'alava Kasav Omer, about him it describes, Divash Matzasa Echel Dayecha. You had honey, you found honey, you ate it, that would have been enough. Pen lest, pen tisbena, v'akesa, unless you you're too full and you spit it out. So he looked too much, apparently. And then, Acher Kitetz Benitiosav, and Acher, which he explained, means that he went off the derech. And then Rabbi Kiva, Yatsa B'Shalom, Rabbi Kiva left, he came in peace and left in peace. So the Gemara now says, Shalom is Ben Zoma. They asked Ben Zoma, Mahu Lisaruse Kalva. Are you allowed to sterilize a dog? What's the Shaila here? Could you neuter a dog? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shalom is Ben Zoma, Mahu Lisaruse Kalva. Hold the Sirus Ksiv Eitza Mume Karbon. It's their Sirus in the context of the Mum of a Karbon. And since Kelev Afilu Khalif of Aser, the Mizbeach, a Kelev can't be brought in. Even telling you sell a swap with a Kelev, even that other item is Aser on the Mizbeach, Mishum Mechir Kelev, the Pasuk says, Aser the Sarsar Allah. So maybe there's a heter to do Sirus on a Kelev, since a Kelev can't be brought as a carbon anyways, so maybe there should not be an Iser Kelev. So that's what they had asked Ben Zoma. And Amar Lehem says, Ubar Tachem Lo Sasu, don't do any Sirus in your land, Kol Shabar Tachem Lo Sasu, anything that's in your land, even a dog, there's an Iser of Sirus. So then the Gemara says, Shalos Ben Zoma, then he asked Ben Zoma, Besula Shibra Ma'u L'Kohen Gadol. If Besula became pregnant, is she allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol? We know a Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a Besula, so this is a wild case where a woman, although she's a Besula, she became pregnant. So is such an individual permitted to marry a Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara says, what's the Chasham? Micha Shinu de Shmuel? Is it possible to become pregnant and still remain a Basula? Are you really concerned with Shmuel? What's Shmuel? Gemara Ksubas, you guys might remember. Damar Shmuel, Yacha, Ni Livol Kamabilos, below Dam. He could have Bia without causing Dam because he had this special expert way of Hatiya, it's called. He wouldn't cause Dam Basulam to be removed. So you could still be, you could become pregnant even though you're Basula. Oh. Dilma de Shmuel lo shchicha. Or maybe this concept of Shmuel is not so common. And you can't have a case of a Besula who is a Muberis. So Amar Lehu, Shmuel lo shchicha. Shmuel is not a common case. But there's a chashash v'chashinon shem bambati ibra. Perhaps in a bambati, a person was bathing. Rashi explains the situation here. Bambati, klisha rochsen bokal guf, bathing in this bath. And the woman who came into the bath afterwards became pregnant. So we're concerned with that. So then the Gemara says, "V'hamar Shmuel kol shich lazer she'ena yorak yechet ena mizras." If it's not yorak yechet the shich lazer, then it cannot cause someone to become pregnant. So the Gemara explains, "Oh, meikara nami yorak yechet hava." This did have that koach to yorak yechet, and this is how the woman became pregnant. So there's a discussion in the poskim, such a woman, and we have the similar cases nowadays. These types of pregnancies. Now the question becomes: the poskim is such a mother, rather such a father, considered the father? We called the son of such a child. Would he be the son of this father or no? Since the father's not really involved, there's no tashmish going on here. Then the father wouldn't be considered a father in terms of Yerusha, in terms of all the other halachas of Velus. Only the mother would be considered the mother. That's a discussion. Now, the Mishnah Melech tries to prove from other places, and Shas said this is impossible to happen. We know nowadays, scientifically, this is something that's that's impossible. But the Chida says if the Gemara says it's possible, that means it is possible. Now, is it likely? Unlikely, but it's still a possibility according to the Chida. But again, the Mishnah Berurah says this is something that's impossible based on other Gemaras.
Test tube, isn't it? That's not the same.
It's a different model of the idea of what would you say? What again? The case here, Bambati, is impossible. That's not a test tube.
Similar,
but it's not the case of Embati. It's not a test tube. So the Gemara says, Taner Baran Maisa Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah Shayal Miragav Ma'ala Bahar Habayis. He is once standing on top of the Har Habayis. V'ra'u ben Zoma v'lo amun v'lofanav. He saw ben Zoma coming after he became crazy. He didn't say anything. He didn't stand up. Didn't show him any kavod. So Amar lo mi'ayin u'la'ayin. From where are you coming and where are you going? Ben Zoma. Amar lo tsofa yisi ben ma'im hel yonim l'ma'im tachtonim. I'm looking between the waters from above and the waters that are below, and the only difference between them is 3 finger lengths. It says, the spirit is hovering over the water, like a dove is hovering over its over the chicks. Veino no gas, and doesn't touch it, just hovering right above. Amar lehem. So he says to them, Rabbi Yeshua says, the Tamid of Adayin ben Zoma mi b'chutz. He's still nechutz. He's still, his mind is still not here. Why? Michdei ruach elokim rachavas al pnei mayim. He's quoting the pasuk of this ruach hovering over the mayim, but emas have b'yom rishon. When did that take place? In the first day of creation. But havdala b'yom sheni hu davi. But the splitting of the waters only happened in yom sheni. So how does he bring a rai from the first pasuk if the mayim al yonim and mayim tachtom have not yet split? So again, b'yom sheni the havik dichsev ahim avdil bein mayim l'mayim. So then, where wants to know a comma? What's the difference between the mayim al yonim and mayim tachtonim? Amar v'acha bar Yaakov kimali nima a thread. That's the difference. Very small. Rabban Amri ki guda de gamla. Rashi explains guda de gamla two narrow lines down. Kishim misadrin levachin al shagesher zu etzel zu. Yev shar shalot revach bein tayim v'chein glimei v'chein kasim. When you'd put on top of each other different pieces of planks of wood on a bridge to make it next to each other, so it's impossible that there won't be a tiny break. There's going to be a tiny separation between the different planks of the bridge. And that's the difference between Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim. And then the Gemara quotes Mar Zutshevi, same other say Rav Asi, Amar Kitrei Glime Deprise, which is a similar idea as Rashi was saying, the same thing of what two cloths, Persian cloths next to each other, Ahadadi next to each other. And the others say, Kitrei Kase Dischife Adade, like two cups turned over that are next to each other. You can never put them exactly next to each other. There's going to be a tiny, tiny space in between these two items. And that's the difference, a small difference between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachton. So now the Gemara says, Acher, Dikites Mitiosov, so Acher was went off the Derech, all of HaKas of Omer about him, it says, Al Titein Espichel Achtos Bisarecha. Don't place your mouth, it's going to cause the sin of your flesh. What does this mean, Mayhi? So Gemara says, "Achazi mitartar on the Yisrael le Rishusa le Meisav le Michtav zechavsa di Yisrael." So it explains here that the mitzatron is a certain type of malach or shade of some sort, and he saw that again. Acher saw this mitatron that he was given the Rishus to sit in up in Shemayim, and he was able to sit, and he was writing down the various achuyos of Klai Yisrael. So Amar, so Acher says, Gemiria, I have a Masorah. Dilamala, up above in Shemaim, lo have, lo yeshiva, lo tachris, lo oref, lo ipui. Shah, there's no sitting up above. How do they define tachris and oref here? There's no facing, there's no turning back.
Isn't that competition?
Competition, isn't it mean competition, yeah?
I think.
Okay, no competition. And there's no facing, lo ipui, there's no, no one gets tired up there. So now that I'm seeing this other being up there, this mitachon sitting down, maybe there's two rishuyos up above. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sits and this mitachon sits. That's what Acher saw. So afku the mitachon, they took out mitachon, umachiu shisim pulse denur. They gave him 60 lashes. We saw that this morning. Those who were doing the afyomi, we saw 60 lashes to Eliyahu Hanavi. Now the rishonim point out why 60 lashes. So we have 39 lashes is the most we could get. For Malachim, they get 60 lashes. Why? What's the difference? Because for us, the age that we become chayv in mitzvahs is 13. So everything is tripled for whatever reason. So 13 times 3 is 39. So 39 is the max amount of malchus. But comes to Bezdin Shel Onchin Shel Mala, it's the age of 20. So you have 20 times 3, that totals 60. That's how they got the number 60, the Rishonim explained. So then, anyways, they took him out back and they started to whip the Mitachim. Amrilai, they said to him, "My time akichazisa lokamte mekame. How come when you saw Acher coming, you didn't stand up for him?" I'm not sure meant to stand up for him or just don't sit down, don't give him false impressions as what's going on up here. So as Yav lay reshusel mimchak zechase de Acher. So after this point, the Mitachim was given permission to start erasing all the zechuyos that Acher had. So Yotze Baskov Amra, certainly heavenly voice came out and said, "Shuvu banim shovim, all my children should do tshuva." Chutz mi Acher, with the exception of Acher, who cannot do tshuva. So Amar, when he heard this, when Acher heard this, ho will be tried to ha'u gavra me'ahu alma, since this person, since I, Acher, is talking to himself, I'm not zochet olam haba anymore, leipik lasane by alma, let me at least enjoy olam hazeh. So nafuk Acher letarba zra, then he went off to do evil. Nafuk ashkech zoni, found the zona, and tava, he used to vei her to do navera. Amrilei, she says, "Lava Elisha ben Avuyat, aren't you the famous Elisha ben Avuya?" Akar pugla miyasha, he b'Shabbos, he went out and took out a radish of some sort on Shabbos. The Yavlan handed it to her. Amr Acher, so she said, "Oh, you must be somebody else. You're not him, since he violated Shabbos." So Shal Acher is Rabbi Meir. Acher asked Rabbi Meir, "Lacha shiotzel l'tabr zra." After he went off the derech, he asked Rabbi Meir the following shayla. Amrilei, he says to him, "My dechse, what does the pasuk mean in Koelis when it says gam?" As ze lumaze aselkim, this the corresponding to this Hashem did as well. Amrlo, he says, Kol ma shebara kodesh baruchu bara kinegdo bara him bara gvalos bara yamin bara naharos. Everything he created some an opposite to it. He created mountains and he created valleys. He created big bodies of water and he created small rivers. So Amrlo, so Acher says back to Rabbi Meir that Rabbi Akiva Rabcha, your Rabbi Akiva lo amar kach. He doesn't say this. Ella, he interprets the pasuk to mean bara tzadikim bara rishayim. He creates tzadikim and he creates opposite rishayim. Bara gan eden bara gehenim. And chal echad ve'echad yesh lo shnei chalakim. Each person has two portions. Echad began eden ve'echad begehenim. The zochah tzadik is when the tzadik is zochah. He not the chelk of a chelk chaveru began eden. He takes his own and his friends chelak. Nischai Rasha, where Rasha gets guilty. He's guilty not the chelk of a chelk chaveru begehenim. He takes his own and his friend's portion in gehenim. So Amar Rav Masharshia Maikra, what's the pasuk that supports this? Gavi tzadikim k'tiv lachin bartzam mishna yirasha mishna lashon of a vishinah of a mishna second. So he took double portion. And gavi yirasham k'tiv, it's written in Yirmiyah u mishna shibaron shavrim, he broke a double portion mishna lechem. So you see this concept that tzadikim get double portion and that yirasham get double portion. So then Shal Acher is Rabbi Meir. He asked Rabbi Meir further. La'acher shiyotze l'tar b'zra. After he went off the derech, ma'idich. What does the pasuk mean in Iyov? It says lo yarchena zavu zechuches ve'usmuraso klifas. So he says lo yarchena. Don't evaluate. Don't assess gold and glass and the usmuraso and that which is swapped for it is klifas. Going to be some level of klifas. Fas some type of gold. So Amar Lo, so he says to him, Elu divrei Torah shekashin leknosen klichizavu klipaz. It's Torah which is hard to acquire, like hard to find gold. V'nochin la'abdam, it's very easily lost. Kiklizachuches, like glass is easily broken. So Amar Lo, so Acher says to Rabbi Meir again, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Chalo Amar Kach. Your Rabbi doesn't say this. Ela he interprets the pasuk saying, Ma klichizavu klizachuches af al pishin ishbru yeshlem takana. When you break gold and you break glass, you can always fix it. Even though Talmid Chacham might go off the derech, he could always be brought back. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Meir then says to him, so you too, you were Talmid Chacham, you did a little bit bad, now you have the opportunity to do tshuva, just like the gold and glass could always be fixed. Amar Lo, he says, Kvar Shemati Me'achri HaParget, I already heard from behind the curtain, Shuvu Banim Shovim Chutz Me'achri, everybody has the opportunity for tshuva except for me, except for Acher. Tanur Barn the Gemara has a story now. Ma'isa ba'acher shayirochiv al sus b'Shabbos. He was riding on a horse on Shabbos. Vaya Rabbi Meir mahalach acher. He wouldn't ride the horse in Isser Mechamer, but he was followed after him and lilmatomer bipiv to learn from acher. So Amar Lo, he says Meir chazal acherecha, go back. Shekvar shiarti bikve susay. So I already counted the tchum outside the tchum. Now you can't walk any further. Ad kan tchum Shabbos. Up until now, you need to stop. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim talk about whether there's an iser tchum on riding a horse. Why? So Gemara and Erevin talk about whether there's a tchum lemala me'asar tfachim. Asar tfachim is not very high. 10 tfachim is around 40 inches. So there's a shayla in Gemara and Erev in this era. Is there an iser tchum if you're above 10 tfachim? That's the machlokus in the Gemara. Talk Eliyahu Navi coming down, and so they say from here that riding a horse which is above 10 tfachim, do you go based on the rider who is above 10 tfachim, or do you go based on the legs of the horse that's on the ground which is below 10 tfachim? So that's a machlokus in the Rishon. So they point to this Gemara as an indicator that perhaps it might be tchum, the fact that Rabbi Acher said this, but he wasn't really referring to himself, he was referring to Rabbi Meir who was actually walking. So these are one of the Gemaras that they point to, whether there's tchum for the rochiv. So then the Gemara says, Amr Lei, so he says to him, Acher says to Rabbi Meir, Velo kvar marti lecha kvar shemati me'achor ha'pargad shuva bani, sorry, I skipped a line here, Amr Lei, afatar chozer b'cha, you should also stop walking. So he says to him, Amar Lei, Acher says to him, Velo, Kvar Amarti Lecha, didn't I already tell you? Kvar Shemati Me'achri Ha'Pargat, I already heard from behind the curtain. Shuvu Vanim Shovim, Chutz Me'acher. There's no chance for me to do Shuv anymore. So Takvei, so then Rabbi Meir grabbed onto Acher. I Lei Lebei Medjash, he brought him to the base Medjash. And Amar Lei, Liyanuki says to a child, Psuki Lei Psukech, go make, say a pasuk. So Amar Lo, the child said, Ein Shalom Amar Hashem L'Rishayim. There's no peace for the Rishayim. So he took that to refer to himself. So then Aili Lebei Knisha Achrisi brought him to another shul. Amar Lei Liyanuka Psokli Psukcha. Say a pasuk. Amar Lo Kiim Techabseinu Baneser. You should launder yourself in the soap. V'sarbi Lecha Boris Nichtav Avonech Lefanai. But still afterwards there's going to be the sin going to be written in front of me. There's nothing you could do. You can't clean it out. Disdain forever. So then, Aili lebei knisha achrisa, he went to another shul. Amalei says to a child once again, liyanuka psokli psukcha. And Amalei says to him, the pasuk says, v'at shudud ma tasi, ki silbashi shani ki sadi adizav, ki sikri bafuch anayach lashav tisyapi. So there's no good in all the beauty that you do and all the endowment that you're doing. It's still viewed as something that's disgusting in front of me, and there's no chant of tshuva. Then Aili lebei knisha achrisa brought him to another shul. Ad Aili Litzleisar Beik Nisha. They brought him to 13 different shuls, Vakulo, Paskule, Kiagadna. And they all have the same type of pasuk that he has no chance of doing tshuva. You cannot erase the Avera. So this is a discussion why Dafka 13. Some say 13 is the Gematria of Echad, and therefore he was about the Achdus, something about Eliyashah ben Navuya not being Achdus of some sort. Others say 13 just to happen to be a random number that was used. We find that elsewhere, that 13 is just a number it's a high number that was used, but wasn't really Dafka 13. So then, Labasra, after he left his last shul, Amaleya, Acher says to Yanuka, Psukli Psukich, say a pasuk for me. Amaleya says, V'la Rasha Amar Elokim, Malacha L'Saper Chukai. A Rasha, what good is a Rasha to say my mitzvahs? He shouldn't speak, he shouldn't learn Torah. Hahu Yanuka, that child, have a Magamge Malishin, he was mumbling his words, Ishtama, Kamad Amarle, and it appeared to as if he was saying to Acher, Ulalisha Amar Elokim. And Elisha, who says them, meaning Elisha really has no right in saying any Divrei Torah. And so Elisha got very insulted from this. Acher got very insulted from this. And Ikadami, some say, Sakina Hava Bahadeh, he had a knife with him. And Karei Vishadre Letesar Beknishta, he cut him up in 13 pieces and sent him out to all 13 shuls. Vikadami, others say, Amr, he said, I Hava Bide Sakina, had I had a knife with me, I would have Hava Karina, I would have tore him up into pieces. Kinach Nafshid Acher, when Acher died, Amri, they said in the Beis Din Shalmala, Lo Meidin Ledaina, we can't, how are we supposed to judge this person? V'lo La'am Adasi, they said, we can't bring him to Gehenim, and we can't bring him to Olam Adasi, we can't bring him to Olam Haba. Lo Meidin Ledaina, we can't bring him to Gan Hayden, rather to Gehenim to judge him. Mishum Dasi Gbaraisi, he learned. But V'lo La'am Adasi, we can't bring him either, Leisi Mishum Dechatu, because he sinned, so we have no place for him. So Amr Rabbi Meir says, Mutav Tiladaina, better to judge him in Gehenim. Then have him cleansed and give him an opportunity to go up to Olam Haba. Masai Amos, Ve'ale Hashem Mikivro. So then he said further, when I will die, I will ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge him in fire, and this way he could get full kapara. So, Kinach Nafshei the Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir died, V'sala Kutur Mikivre Da'acha. Then they saw smoke coming out of the kever of Acher, meaning that he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him his request and started to burn Acher in Gehenim until he was fully cleansed and then eventually brought to Olam Haba. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Gvurta Lemikle Rabba. Is this such a great thing that the kever came from the Rav? Chad Hava Beinana. There's one chacham, there was Acher, who was in the base medrash, v'lamatzin latzulei, and we're not able to save him from Gehenim. Inakni b'yad, if we hold on to his hand, man marmilei mian, who's going to take him from me? So Amar, what does that mean? Amar masai amos v'achabe ashem b'kivro. So now there's fire coming out of his kever. But who's going to stop this? So Rabbi Yochanan took upon himself that he's going to go ahead when he dies to stop the smoke from coming from Rabbi from Acher's kever. So then it says kinach nafshei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan died. Pasuk kuchim b'kivro. The smoke stopped coming out of the Acher. Pasuk aleh. It said about Rabbi Yochanan how he sabda us that certain eulogizer. Afilu shomer pesach lo amr lefanecha rabbeinu. Even the guard of the entranceway of Gehenim cannot get in the way of rabbeinu of Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara now says bita shel Acher. Acher had a daughter, and asi lekame the Rebbe, and she came forward in front of Rebbe, and Amrilei. So she says to him, Rebbe, parneseni, please feed me. I need some food. Amrilei, he says to her, basmiat, who are you the daughter of? Amrila, she says to him, Bito Sha'acharani. So Amrila, Adayin Yesh Mizaro, Ba'olam. He still has some descendants in this world. Falksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, Lo Ninlo, Lo Nechid Ba'amo? That he shouldn't have any in Russia. The Pasuk says, shouldn't have any children and grandchildren. Vein Tzad Bin the Gurav. He shouldn't have anyone left over in the world. No memory. Amrila, so she says to him, Zechola Saras, remember his Torah. Don't remember what he did bad. Remember what he did good. So Va'al Tizkor Ma'asav, don't remember his actions. Miad yard de esh v'sichsa, and immediately a fire came down and burnt her. Safsal she Rebbe, not her rather, but the bench of Rebbe. And wabacha, so he began to carve. Amar Rebbe, umal la meskanin. If this is the case for those who are meskanin ba who desecrate the Torah like Acher, that you're supposed to still protect the children. Kach la mishtabchem baso to those who are showing honor to the Torah. Alachas kama v'kama, does the Kadosh Baruch Hu protect them and their honor? So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Heicha Gamar Torah mi Pumat Acher. How is Rabbi Meir permitted to learn from Acher? The Hamar Rabba Bar Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mai Dichsiv. What does the pasuk mean in Malachi when it says Kisif Seichoin Yishmu Das V'Sora Yivakshu Mipiu Kimach Hashem Tzvakos Hu? What does the pasuk mean? Im Domeh Harav LeMalach Hashem Tzvakos. If the Rav is like a Malach, then Yivakshu Torah Mipiu. Then you can learn from him. Vim Lav, and if he's not, Ayivakshu Torah Mipiu. You cannot learn from him. So certainly, Acher, at this stage of his life, he was not a Malach Hashem Tzvakos. So how could Rabbi Meir chase after Acher and to learn from him? So Amar Reish Lakish explains, Rabbi Meir Kara Ashkach, he found another Pasuk. V'darshan, he darshan did as follows. The Pasuk in Mishnah says, Hat Oznecha, lean over your ear, Ushma Divrei Chachamim, and pay attention to the words of the Chachamim, V'livcha Tashish Ledaiti, and Ledaitim Lo Nemar, Ela Ledaiti. Don't pay attention to their das, but pay attention to my das, meaning you're able to distinguish between the divrei chachamim, the divrei Torah that they're saying, versus their das, versus their shkafa, and how they're actually acting. That was the pasuk Yidarshan in allowing himself to learn from Acher. Rav Chanina Amar Mihacha, he brought another pasuk to support Rabbi Meir's actions. Shimi vas uri vati oznech v'shichi amech v'esavich. He learned here that you're supposed to, again, bend your ear over and pay attention to the Torah, but again, Shichi Amech, forget all the Maisim Raim that he did. So then the Gemara says that Kashim Kra Hadadi. These two psukim seem to contradict each other. Why? So one pasuk says that you have to be a Malach Hashem Tzvakos. And the other one says, but if you're less than that, you can't. The other one says you're allowed to even learn from a Rosh, a L'chadchila, and just have to pay attention to what he's saying, what he's not saying. So Gemara says, Lo kashya habagadol habakatam. What does that mean? When are you permitted to learn from even a Rasha? That's when the Talmud is a gadol. He knows how to distinguish. So then a gadol is allowed to learn from a Rasha. But a person, it's a child, a Talmud's a katam, then it's asked to learn from a Rasha. He's only allowed to learn from a person who's like a Malach Hashem Tzvakos. So then the Gemara says, Kiyasa Rabdimi, when he came back from Eretz Yisrael, he reported back to Bavel then, Amri, he says, Amri b'marava, in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, they would say that Rabbi Meir, who learned from Acher, ochal tachla, he ate the outside of the date, and shada shichla livran, he to the sea, the pit, he threw outside. He's able to distinguish again between the good and the bad of Acher. So darish rava, rava darshan, my dichsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, el ginas egos yirati, I went to the garden of nuts, lirosa bi'ibi hanachal, to look at the river, the stream, So lama nimshul tamidi chacham leegos? Why are they compared to a nut? Lama lecha to tell you ma egos ze afa pishe meluchlach betitu betzoa emash betocho nimas. So even though it's on the ground and it's filled with dirt and mud, it's disgusting, but the inside is still protected. So the even though on the outside he might have bad midos and ma'is and roim, ain't tarasa nemesis. The Torah that's deep within is not going to be affected from it. So ashkecha Rabba bar Shila l'Eliyahu. One time Rabba met Eliyahu Hanavi. Amr lei, so Rabba bar Shila asks Eliyahu Hanavi, my kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a famous question they like to ask Eliyahu. When they see Eliyahu, the first question they ask is, what's Hashem doing right now? So what's he doing right now? Amr lei, he says, Kamar Shmaisa Mipuma Dechuli Rabbanan. He's quoting all the various gedolim we have of our generations, but he's not quoting Rabbi Meir. So Amr Lei, am I? Why not? He says because Mishum deKagamar Shmaitza Mipume deAcher. He learned from Acher, who was a tremendous Rasha. Amr Lei, so he says, am I? So Rabbi Meir Rimon Matza Tocho Achel Klipaso Zark. What do you mean? He was able to take the good. He learned the Rimon, he took all the seeds and threw out all the klip on the outside. Different comparisons. It was a date before, now it's a nut, now it's a Rimon. The same idea of you're taking the food and you're throwing out the bad. So he did the right thing, didn't he? So Amr Lei, so he says, Hashta, now that you've explained what Rabbi Meir is doing, now Kamar Meir Bini Amr. Now he's starting to quote Rabbi Meir. My dear son Rabbi Meir says the following. That's Bizman Shadam Mitstar, when a person is going through pain. Shechina Malashin Omeris, what is the Shechina saying? The Shechina is also in pain. Kalani Miroshi, I'm in such pain from my head, this headache. Kalani Mizroi, I'm in pain because of my arm. Imkach, Akadish Baruch, Mitstar Al Daman Shavishayim, Kavachomer Al Daman Shatadikim Shinishmach. So Akadish Baruch is so pained. This pasuk is in reference to a person who gets hanged. A person who gets Dichai Misa, and after he gets Skila, gets hanged afterwards. And the pasuk says that Akadish Baruch is going through the pain. So Akadish Baruch is pain when a Rasha is in pain. So Kavachomer is in pain when the Tzadikim are going through pain as well. So he said, from that point on, Akadish Baruch started to quote Rabbi Meir as well. Then Ashkecha Shmuel Rav Yehuda the Tali Be'ever the Dasha. So Shmuel once encountered Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud of his, and he saw that he was leaning on a door, and the Kabachin, he was crying. So Amr Lei Shinna, he always referred to Rav Yehuda as Shinna throughout Shas. Sharp one, Shinna, my Kabachis, what are you crying for? Amr Lei says, Mizutra, is it so small that matter? My Dichsiv, what the pasuk says, Behu Berabanan regarding the Rabbanim, where it says, Aye Sofer Aye Shoka Aye Sofer Es Hamigdalim. So where is the writer, where is the weigher, where is the counter, where is the one who made down the towers? So Ayei Sofer, what does that mean? Where are the people, where did they go? All these Chachamim, Shayu Sofer and Kolosi Shiva Torah, that were able to count, were Bekim and all the Chaseros and the Yeseros in the Torah, they knew every single letter. Ayei Shoker, where are the ones who weigh? Shayu Shoklin, Kalim, Chachamim, Shiva Torah, they weigh which ones are more severe, which ones are less severe. Aye Sofer as Migdam, who were the ones who would count, Shayu Shonim Ashlosh Meos Halachas with Migdal Aparech Bavir. They would learn 300 halachas regarding this flying tower. Where'd they all go? That's why Rabbi Yehuda was crying. So Amar Rabbi Ami says, Tlas Mea Bai Bo. There were 300 doubts that they had, and Doeg Vachitofel Migdal Parech Bavir, and that Doeg Achitofel had in this halacha of this flying tower. Utsnan, the Mishnah tells us, Shlosh Malachim Varba Hadyotos. And there are three kings and four commoners who don't get Om Haba, and among them is Doeg Vachitofel. So that he's saying, you have such great people who are learning 300 questions in a flying tower, and yet they were not Zochet Om Haba. Where did they go? What happened to them? Anan Matav and Olam, what's going to be with us? We don't even know what a flying tower is. What's going to be with our Om Haba? So Amar Lei, so Shmuel says to him, Shinna, sharp one, Tina Haisa Blibam. You can't compare yourself. They had minas. They were apikorsim. They were very smart, intelligent individuals. They were able to ask such questions, but they didn't have the proper ashkafa. So don't be so concerned. So Acher Mai, what led to Acher's downfall? So Gemara says, Zemer Yivani lo pasik mipuma. He didn't stop singing the Greek songs, Greek music. Amri Lava Acher, they said about Acher, B'shasha ya omed, whenever you stand up, mi beis medrash, when the Seder was over, Harbe Sifrei Minim Noshim Bechekel, he dropped a bunch of comic books, if you will, a bunch of Greek mythology books on his lap. So that's what he was really engrossed in. So then the Gemara says, Shal Nimas Hagardi, Nimas, he was a tailor of some sort, as Rabbi Meir, he asked Rabbi Meir, Kol Amer, the Nachas, the Yorah, every single wool that goes down into the Yorah to get boiled in the dye, Salik, comes out the proper color. So Amr Lay, so he says, Koman Davi Naki, Agav Ema. So then he's, so what's the Shaila here? So that's the case. Every time a Chacham that learns Torah, he should also be able to come out clean without any sins. So how come it happens sometimes that people come out in such as Acher, and they're not so cleansed? Amr Lay, so Rabbi Meir responds back to Nemos, Koman Davi Naki, anybody who had put a white, a clean wool, Agav Ema, when it was clean, when it was being removed from the Gezizah, the shearing, Salik, he's going to come out a very pretty color. But Kol Delo Havi Naki Agav Ema, it's something that was taken off the sheep, and it wasn't clean, it wasn't white, Lo Salik, it's not going to have a nice color. Meaning, if the person who's learning is clean, doesn't have a veros, he's a Yerushmayim, then it's going to come out good. But if the guy comes in the first place, like Acher, who's trying to hide underneath him all these different, these books of Greek, so he wasn't clean, and therefore he didn't come out looking nice. Should we go to the top of the next one? Let's see. Let's go a few more lines, just to the top of the next page. Gemara says Rabbi Kiva, Allah b'shalom, Rabbi Kiva. He left b'shalom. He was b'shlemus, the yard b'shalom, and he went down b'shlemus. So he was completely fine. Allah v'akasa omer regarding him. It says mashkane mashcheni achrecha narutsa. So that after he, how do they define the pasuk here? Okay, fine. So Gemara says, "Va'af Rabbi Kiva bikshu malachim sharis ledocho." He asked that the malachim push him out. So he should be. He wants to be endangered like his other chaverim. He wanted to do this.
No, they wanted to do it to him.
Oh, the bachi wanted to endanger him as well. And then Amar lehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to him, "Hanichu lezakin zeh. Leave this elder one alone." Says shezeh sheroy l'shamish bechfodi. He is worthwhile bechfodi. He's worthwhile of using my Shem Hashem, because the way they got them in the first place was Shem Hashem. So this one is worthwhile. He is worthy of using my Shem. Okay, so we will stop here, and then we'll pick up tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem.